Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5880, Baruch Hashem. The 27th of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn. Shalom Avraham. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 23rd of Cheshvan, in which you write about the difficulties that you encounter as it pertains to a shidduch, to the matters of shidduchim, finding a shidduch. And he writes to the Rebbe that he saw in many sforim and in tractates that one needs to search for a wife from a exalted family and a righteous woman, etc., etc. So he's looking for something which is not practical. So it's known, our sages of blessed memory say that really all Jewish girls, all Jewish daughters are beautiful. And the Rebbe says it's understood that the real beauty, in the words of our sages, the intention is they're spiritual beautiful. And there is also a known, Yidu Agam, also known, also the Maimer Azal, there's two times gone here, it's a little. The saying of our sages in the tractate Yevamos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that the word Choson comes from the word Nechois Darga Nesivutza, lower your step and marry a woman, which means, if you think you're up there, settle down and get married. So we also know the saying of our sages that a chosen needs to descend the level and marry a wife. So if you think that you can't find yourself a match at your level, you got to just go down, lower your standards. So the Rebbe says, even though that's obvious, all those special qualities that you enumerate in your letters, yes, it's fit to look for them. In other words, you're not wrong for trying to look for all those qualities. But the Rebbe says it's understood that there's different ways of looking. You can't every time looking. You have to do and look with a good eye, Dafka. With a good eye. Don't be too narrow-minded. If you're looking for somebody generous, you can look at it in a very fine comb, tooth, to just get the exact, just be generous. And the Rebbe says, and based on your writing, it's my advice, that you should pass along this area of searching to the Hanhola, to the administration of Temchit Mimim, which you're learning. And the Rebbe says, it's obvious that generally speaking, a girl student of Beis Rivka is very proper. The Rebbe says, a Lubavitch girl goes to Beis Rivka, that's very proper, because the fact that she is in this institution, that proves on her being straight, you're a Shemayim, fear of heaven, and the fact that she came, that she's in Beis Rivka, that means that the parents agreed to it. That also evidence the Yirah Shemayim of the parents, the fear of heaven, the parents are also religious. And we see, practically, the Rebbe says, when you're not too particularly in the secondary matters, and certainly not to be particular in matters that are secondary of secondary, tofel di tofel, but most thing is that you require is matters of Yerushalayim, tzinius, modesty, and similarly, then Hashem succeeds you that together with the main of the above, you also find the secondary. So you concentrate on the main, but you'll find also those secondary things that you're looking for. And the Rebbe says, it's obvious and understood that if in all matters a person needs to do to the extent of his abilities to increase the support of Hashem. Don't just rely on Hashem. Hashem is not going to throw down you a good shidduch. You have to work all matters, certainly in something so main as a shidduch. And over there it says in the pasuk, Uma Hashem isha maskilis. From Hashem is a understanding, a woman of understanding. And what are the activities that you can do to increase in the support of heaven? Is adding in matters of Torah mitzvahs, Torah sachasidus, and to fulfill the mitzvahs with perfection, and to influence also on your friends in this direction. The Rebbe blesses for good news. In the name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe's secretary.